Busy port cities are a crucial part of the modern world, but there were similar places in years past as well. The Knife River area was an important trading and agricultural region inhabited by native peoples for over 10,000 years. It was here that the Hidatsa resided in earth lodges and lived an agricultural lifestyle. The Mandans and Arikara later came to the area, and the three tribes started basic agriculture in the northern plains while also hunting and gathering. In October 1804, the sixth month of the Lewis and Clark expedition, the Corps of Discovery reached the Earth Lodge villages of the Hidatsa and Mandan tribes along the Knife River. When the Corps encountered the Hidatsa, Sacajawea, a Lemmy Shoshone woman, was living in one of the Knife River villages with her husband, Toussaint Charbonneau, a French-Canadian fur trader. Scholars believe a Hidatsa raiding party abducted her when she was a young girl. The Corps formed a strong bond with the tribes, which led to the establishment of nearby Fort Mandan. Recognizing her value as a guide, Lewis and Clark hired Charbonneau and Sacajawea, and they moved into the Corps' fort during the winter of 1804 through 1805. Today, the Knife River Indian Village's National Historic Site provides opportunities to experience the traditions of the Northern Plains tribes. Established in 1974, the site contains three villages, a museum, a full-scale Earth Lodge reconstruction, remains of Earth Lodge sites, miles of hiking trails, and access to both the Knife and Missouri rivers.